Yep. Tyler Bowers, Seattle. Hey, I missed it. You and Osborne had a good battle going. Did he get you? Also, next I looked up and you were behind him a little bit.
Yeah, I just my strength clearly was the whoops, you know, all day today. And in the main event, they got a little bit tore up, cupped out, and I was still killing him. I was pumped on that. I passed like Baggett and a couple like dudes through him. But yeah, Zacho was catching me a little bit on the rest of the track, and I was able to hold him off just because I was faster than the whoops, really, you know what I mean? Like, I could sometimes maintain the same speed on the rest of the track, but for the most part, he was faster, and I would just crush him in the whoops. And then towards the end with the lappers, like, I had a couple close calls. Like, I clipped, like, Chiz a little bit when he was, like, going through him, and, like, there was just some stuff that I kept getting held up in the whoops, and then that wasn't my strength anymore, you know what I mean? So that's where he was able to kind of gain some ground on me. At one point, I went to cut under a lapper, and he, like, T-boned my rear tire just totally on accident, and then he, like, I think he went down or stalled it or something, and so I got a little bit of a cushion, and I was like, cool, I think I got this. And then typical Zach style, he doesn't give up, and here he comes again. And then yeah, he got me at the end. So I was just, you know, really pumped to get a top 10 tonight. My only other 10th was San Diego, and sucks a lot of guys went down and got hurt, but you know, I'm here, I'm the guy that's healthy, you know, that's my goal every weekend, to be in it, and I know I can get top 10s if I get better starts, and so that's something I'm working on.
We texted back and forth last week. You've been sick for a few weeks. You said mom had a sick, yeah. Baby had a sickness. It's kind of been getting you down a little bit, but you were good now?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I had the flu for a week, and, you know, everybody gets something during the year, but, I mean, it was, like, constant. And then baby's sick, mom's sick. Max right now, she had hand, foot, and mouth last week, and then now she's got Fitz disease, which is another, you know, virus you get as a baby, and she needs to quit licking the handrails on the airplanes and stuff. They stayed at home this week, and I was able to get a good night's sleep last night. It was awesome. You know, normally, you know, we have the baby, mom and baby with me, and she doesn't sleep well in the hotels. So
5 years ago, you would have been out all night. This I was talking to you this morning. You said you were stoked on the amount of sleep.
Dude, yeah. I think I told you I took a Benadryl at dinner last night at like 6 o'clock, and then like 7, I was
big night.
Yeah, I was feeling it, and then, you know, I was taking pills all night. You know, Benadryl, and you know, I got back to the hotel, and I was like, I can't keep my eyes open. And like 8:30, 9 o'clock, I was out, and I slept like 12 hours. It was great.
I saw your tweet earlier today. Whoops were really big. Lots of giving guys lots of problems. You tweeted, you know, hey, this is Supercross. It's tough. And I kind of agree with you. I'm not 100% on your side, but I do agree with you a little bit. Like, this is what Supercross is, and it has been for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they don't need to be deathly. And today they weren't overly large. They were a little bit cupped out. They were slick. You know, they were just hard and slick. But the guys would complain if they had ruts in them. You know what I mean? And it's hard. It's just a Supercross. Big whoops. I'm tired of seeing rookies come in and not know how to skim whoops. I mean, you ran your whole amateur career being a top amateur, you know, running out of semis most of the time now. You know, these kids need to go ride some whoops. At some point, they're going to have to skim whoops when they get to the pro ranks. And then you can't just – it's just leveling the – they're trying to level the playing field with the, you know, knocking down the tracks and making things easier. And it's making the racing tighter, but I don't know if it's always more exciting. And sometimes it's more dangerous because then you get guys just wide open, you know, and they're in the mix that shouldn't be in the mix. Or you're going for things like quads and rhythms that we probably shouldn't be going for. But you go for it because, you know, there's not really a big consequence if you clip it. So, and then the speeds get higher and stuff like that. And then we're doing 45-second lap times. And, like, who wants to do 20 minutes at 45 seconds lap?
Yeah, so. I mean, as a guy that watches him, Supercross is – some tracks have gnarly whoops and they really affect the race, and that's fine, and that's good racing.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a technique thing for the most part. You know, I'm a big dude, and that helps me in the whoops a little bit. You know, a larger than most, I'm not the biggest guy in the world, but I'm bigger than most racers. But Chad Reed, for instance, amazing technique. Yeah. He's a veteran. He's been around for a while. He's hit some gnarly whoops. He's hit some easy whoops. He goes out there and he crushes the whoops. And then you get guys like Chris Blos. Yeah. He's been around for a while. He's racing Lights Clash this year, and he's passing factory guys in the whoops just because he's got technique. Yeah. These kids need to learn technique. Like, I need to learn how to go through corners faster, but other guys need to learn how to hit whoops better, you know?
Yeah, it does seem it's been a while since we've had a tough set like that, and I guess the streak will continue because they knocked them down.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while because they're usually West Coast things. You know, they don't get tore down in the West Coast because they, you know, they're harder. You get to the East Coast, there's just giant ruts in them, and everybody's surprised. There's a big set of whoops. Just at A1, there was a big set. They knocked them down there, but it's just because it was the first round, and guys hadn't seen giant whoops since this time last year, so... Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, cool. Nice job tonight. And, yeah, we'll keep the streak going. And you've been riding good lately. So thanks, man.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man. Cool.